This is a summary of 10x Marketing Formula by bestbookbriefings.com. 10x Marketing Formula. Your blueprint for creating competition-free content that stands out and gets results. Author, Garrett Moon. Digital and social marketing is itself working less and costing more. The web is littered with lonely websites, ghost blogs, social media with no audience, and videos viewed by only relatives. It's hard out there for a digital marketer these days. What is supposed to happen is we publish interesting content, consumers find that content, the content builds kinship between customer and company, that kinship spawns buying intent, and everyone wins. But here's the thing. You cannot just show up and assume it will naturally occur. You have to make it happen, and that's what the 10x Marketing Formula gives you, the recipe for making online marketing succeed in a world where that success is increasingly difficult to harness. The 10x Marketing Formula. The 10x Marketing Formula unfolds over four phases: plan, execute, publish, and analyze. Phase 1. Plan. In Phase 1, you are going to outline what your content will look like and discover exactly how that content delivers the core value your business offers to your target customers. How to find your competition-free content. Competition-free content is content that adds tremendous value to your customers and audience that only you can produce. It's content that stands out through topic, structure, or media type, and it generates constant demand for your product or service. To find your competition-free content niche, you can start with this three-part framework. Look, the first step is to observe your competition by surveying the landscape and dissecting what kinds of content they create. You should ask, what content resonates most, and least, with your ideal content? This is where you can start to find the cracks and avenues into creating competition-free content. Research, head to Google and search for terms related to your product and look at the top 10 results. Here, you're looking for two main things: what is constant about their content, and what stands out most prominently. Strategize. Now that you have researched the content and methods your competition is using, you can create your competition-free content strategy. However, coming up with competition-free content isn't simply about creating content that's different, it's about creating content that is different and that you and your team can execute well. Finding your core content. Simply put, your core content connects the dots between what your customers care about and what you have to offer them. Notice I said, what your customers care about, and not what your audience care about. If you're going to get good at generating leads and converting traffic, you have to intimately understand the customers who are already paying you. Phase 2, execute. This phase of the formula helps you brainstorm 10x projects to achieve tenfold results, maps them out onto your 10x calendar, create lean workflows that skyrocket efficiency, create the best content in your niche, and build an agile 10x team. The $1 million gap between 10x and 10%. A 10x project multiplies your results tenfold, whereas a 10% project improves your results by a measly 10%. Always think 10x, forget 10%. That means prioritizing the work you do to reach your marketing goals 10 times faster. Don't do the trivial minutiae that sucks productivity away and fails to drive growth. You see, the goal of 10x projects is to drive positive outcomes, not perfection. Your goal shouldn't be flawless work, it should be effective work with huge results. The process for creating 10x ideas. Step 1. 10x brainstorm. The process begins before the team meets. Ask everyone to spend 20 minutes brainstorming as many ideas as they can that will answer this question: what can we do to grow our metric tenfold over the next timeline? Sending a guiding question keeps everyone focused and ensures ideas are aimed at solving a specific problem. Step 2. 10x scoring. Now it's time for the big meeting. To kick off, give your team a bunch of sticky notes and ask them to boil down their ideas into 3 words or less, writing each concise idea on a single sticky note. Next, stick them in plain view. Now it's time to score them by asking 2 questions. How many weeks will this idea take? 1, 2, or 3? And, is this idea 10x or 10%? Step 3. Find your 10x ideas. At this point, you're looking at a ton of categorized ideas. Projects that are both 10x and quick to execute are by default at the top of your list. The final step simply mandates the discipline to follow the process and relentlessly execute the right projects. 10x calendar. A 10x calendar is an unavoidable, productivity-enhancing machine that pushes marketers to publish better, faster, and more effectively. Break down your project into phases of execution with detailed workflows. At a high level, the majority of content marketing projects will consist of the following phases: write and create the content, design the visuals, write the necessary code or use software tools to build project components, then promote the heck out of the 10x project or content you build. By breaking your projects up like this, you can map out when individual pieces of the project need to be completed. 10x workflows. Your 10x workflows will embody three characteristics. They will be pre-approved, be lean, and include high standards of performance. Step 1. Get your 10x workflows pre-approved. Instead of completing work and then submitting it for approval when completed, you should organize and gain approval on your workflows. Step 2. Make your 10x workflow as lean as possible. Recall the four phases of execution: write, design, build, and promote. Now you're going to break each phase into clear tasks you can delegate to your team. Step 3. Bake a standard of performance directly into your 10x workflow. Finally, your workflows will be complete with a standard of performance to guide your team. A standard of performance is the quality and expected outcome of each workflow. It's a key facet of getting your workflow pre-approved. When you create your standard of performance, every person involved will understand the results your content is executed to achieve. 10x content. Author, blogger, and speaker Jeff Goins and his team identified four questions against which they evaluated their content before it was published. 1. Do you open with a promise? 2. Do you close with delivering upon that promise? 3. Are you following an internal style guide? 4. Is there so much value people would pay for it? They weren't aiming for perfect content, but if a piece of content satisfied all four, it was ready to publish. If it didn't, they wouldn't ship it. Phase 3. Publish. In Phase 3, you are going to adopt the minimum viable marketing process to test your assumptions, de-risk projects, and ship projects quickly. Minimum viable marketing. Minimum viable marketing, MVM, is a process of testing your assumptions about the results a project or an idea will generate. In turn, you decrease your risk of making a big investment on a lame horse. This is accomplished in three steps. 1. Build. Create a basic project that allows a user to test your idea. 2. Measure. Compare their feedback to the specific assumptions you had made about their need for the product. 3. Learn. Determine if your original idea was accurate or not. 10x social promotion. There are a variety of message types and content to share with your audience. Here's a short overview to a few of the message types we found worthy for test runs. Stats and graphics. These are fantastic hooks, because people like proof, and sharing compelling data that resonates with your target audience is a perfect tactic to stand out, increase engagement, and attract clicks. Influencer quotes. An easy way is to share influencer quote from within a piece you've created. Of course, always tag the person you've quoted on social media, because they'll almost always share the post with their audience. Behind the scenes. When creating video content, behind the scenes images are a fun way to draw eyeballs. Classic copywriting techniques. There are classic copywriting techniques that perennially hook people and generate action. Here's an example: the PAS, problem, agitate, solution, formula, which is very simple. State a problem your audience has. Add some salt to it. Then promise a solution to the pain on the other side of your link. 10x email promotion. Here are some strategies that will help you increase your subscribers in a short time. These strategies work when every email you send is extremely relevant to the problems your audience is trying to solve, and when each email is directly connected to the value your team or company provide. Send content upgrades for every blog post. Send free tools to help solve major problems that intersect with your product or service. Create competition-free content people are desperate not to miss. Phase 4. Analyze. The fourth phase of the 10x marketing formula will help you optimize your content to convert your audience into customers. Conversion psychology. How do you move your visitors, audience, or email subscribers from being unaware of your product to believing that it's the best solution for their problem? You have to understand the difference between calls to action and calls to value, CTVs. A CTA is calling the audience to take a focused action like download free ebook, buy X product, or anything similar. A CTA stresses clarity and simplicity. However, until you have moved them to the most aware stage, you're not yet calling them to action, you're calling them to the next stage of value. A CTV, on the other hand, completes the phrase, I want, so, a CTV is written to the promise of value an action holds, rather than focusing on the action itself. The five stages of awareness create a string of CTVs that lead your audience to the most aware stage. This is the place where they're ready for the CTA, and it's time to close the deal. This is 10x marketing at its finest. Why this will work? The 10x marketing formula is not a market strategy buffet where you pluck an idea or two. Instead, it's an integrated whole that must be implemented in totality for you to achieve 10x results. The formula works precisely because it isn't a strict plan to follow. Rather, it's built on frameworks and principles you can use at a moment's notice. They will help you focus on the right things and improve the instincts of you and your team. This is where the formula will contribute most greatly to your success. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.